So I went. I took my younger brother to a baseball game for his birthday.
Oh yeah.
We went to the Giants game, Giants versus the Dodgers.
I saw it on TV.
Oh, right on.
Lincecum, right?
Lincecum's game, yeah. It was. We had awesome seats.
Did you?
We were one row. We were in the second row from the right field line, so we were right next to, but like a ways out. But we were right next to the Dodger bullpen.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, which was awesome. Like for, you know, your view and stuff.
Right.
But then like
the people, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Oh no.
Hecklers, man. Yeah. Like some people are good at it. You can be like funny and witty and like even the, you know, and you're heckling, but even the players kind of will enjoy it because it's funny and intelligent
Right.
But then like, as you move later in the game, like people just start showing up from other sections and stuff, and you just get like the dregs. You just like, you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. It's like, why? Basically, everything they said amounts to you suck,
right?
But in really like uncreative ways. And that was the thing. It was like if you were funny and creative, great, dude. Heckling can be funny. That's cool. But if you're just going to, like, make lewd suggestions about the guy's mother or something, it's like that. Oh, no, even what I just came up with is more creative than what these guys were saying.
Did you have any choice cuts from last night or Wednesday, I think?
It was Wednesday. And I don't know. Is this a G-rated podcast? Or are we? I don't think so. I think I've swore before. But, I mean, like, basically it was just sort of like, you're a fucking nobody.
Right, I've never heard of you.
You fucking suck, and I screwed your mom. I mean, that's actually better. That would be funnier than what these guys were saying. Like, there was just a barrage of ignorance, you know?
I think most things become insults once you follow them with your mom.
Yeah, but sometimes they're funnier.
Oh, no, definitely. Your mom thought it was funny last night. There you go. I should go to a Giants game and then...
No, Giants game was fun. The prices are out of hand there.
They are.
Like, even though now it seems like you can get decent tickets for an okay price, like, a beer is, like, $7 or $8. French fries is like $6.75. Hot dogs are like $4 to $6. So it's a little pricey. So it was my brother's birthday, so we splurged. From now on, A's games.
Yeah, well, A's games aren't much cheaper. I went to A's opening day.
Oh yeah.
And they had like, you know, $8 beers.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, and I opted for the $12 Tecate. Because it was
a can?
Because it was a can, but they poured it out for you.
Oh, but well, that's worth an extra $6 right
well,
there.
That, well, but it ended up being like twice the size of the beers. Because the beers, they aren't even pints. They're like 12-ounce cups or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a real... And that's for like $8.
Yeah.
You pay $12 for like the 24-ounce or something like that.
Huh.
And then, yeah, like the fries are like $6, $7, you know. And like, I got like a pretzel... And it had maybe like five things of salt on it, like five.
You know, every one of those salts costs like a guy about 10 cents to put on. You know, those are individually placed salts.
And sometimes I don't like really speak up for myself, but I was like, dude, I was almost like, dude, give me another like pretzel, or go dunk this in like water and then get some salt on here, because like this is like not right, you know.
I need salt.
Yeah, you need salt, because it's like, otherwise a pretzel is not very good.
No, a pretzel without salt is...
It's just boring.
Yeah, that's really bad, in fact. That's like prison food.
Well, yeah, there you go. This is the Boop podcast.
Well, should we call it there, or do you want to keep going?
Let me see what else we got. Nothing else happened this week?
Swine flu, baseball game, jury duty, virus, line on my computer screen.
That's exciting. All right. Oof. We're definitely going to edit this part out.
We didn't find any truth this week.
No, we didn't. We should find some truth. Oh, man.
Do you believe in God?
Whoa. Wow. That, I mean, you know, actually, do you think this is a G-rated podcast? Like, is that, if this was a G-rated podcast, would that be appropriate subject material? You know, it's funny because we talk about it at work all the time at lunchtime. I guess engineers like end up being like more towards one side than the other, but it's like, it's very kind of like gutsy to come out and say, I believe. Well, you know, it's not very, okay, fine. I'm not going to, well, I'm just going to get myself in trouble.
No, it's all right. Like, that's where this gets good.
I feel like a lot of times people, it's not, you don't get in trouble by saying you believe in God. You don't get in trouble for saying I'm a Christian or I'm a, you know, I'm Jewish or I'm whatever. You get in trouble for saying I'm an atheist. You know, because everybody's just kind of like, what? Even if you're an agnostic, it's like, well, I'm not really sure. But like, if you just say like, if you come out and say it like, I don't believe this. And like, actually, there was a Family Guy episode about this just 2 weeks ago or whatever. And it's like, it's almost like, would you even talk about that around kids? Because you don't want to affect, you know, their judgment or whatever. And like, it's so much about what your parents tell you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I don't know, at what point do kids get the chance or the choice to like decide what they're going to be? I mean, if they even have a choice. You know what I mean? Like, oh, mommy, why does he say he's Jewish and we're Christian? Or like, isn't he going to like, you know, like not go to heaven or whatever? You know, and then mommy has to like, oh, well, you know, like other people can believe whatever they want to believe, you know? But it's like, why confront like that situation?
Or mommy's just like, they're going to hell for killing baby Jesus.
Why don't they come?
Slaughtered him. Drawn and quartered.
But I mean, yeah, like, I mean, that's kind of a difficult subject to bring up. And like, at what, is there an age appropriate, you know, situation where, okay, now that he's 8, he could discuss this, whatever. Or like, you know, would you even want your kids listening to this discussion? Well,
I think it depends on the parents, really. I mean, like, because I think parents who, you know, there are some parents in general, I would say, are more open to discussing things with their kids rather than laying down a dogma, and not just in religion, but in, you know, in anything, politics or whatever. It's just a, it's almost a parenting style or the way they were raised or just their personality, you know. And
but do you really think? I mean, I kind of feel like more parents are along the lines of, this is what we believe, and I'm not really open to this. I'm not really open to discussion about it.
Well, maybe when the kids get older.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a thing, right? Like, that's well beyond G rated.
Yeah,
you know, or even PG rated.
Well, I don't know. I would say it's like a rebellious teenager sort of thing.
PG-13.
I don't know. How old do you have to be 13 to go to a PG-13? Or
yeah, I think so. Without parental
supervision.
Yeah.
I'd say it's PG-13 somewhere in there.
Yeah, because that's a very heavy question.
Well, I don't know. It's one that is worth thinking about. Boop. That was a buzz. No, but do you want to get into that, or do you want to?
Next time.
Okay.
Next time. Let's do it next time.
Okay. We'll call it a day. This has been the Irregular Search for Truth. We didn't find it this week. Come back next week. Bye.